0-1 the count. Romero fires home with a pitch grounded towards the middle. Long run for Utley, and he backhands, flip throw. No, he'll hold on to it. The runner's trying to score. The throw home, the tag. Yes!
Yeah.
Out! Great tag by Ruiz.
What a play by Utley, though.
As Utley gets it home, Bartlett trying to score from second on the infield grounder, and a heads-up play by Utley not to release it to first.
So that's why you want to replace Bryson Stott with Chase Utley.
Well, I just, you know, the heads-up play.
It is a heads-up play.
Now, Bryson Stott also made a play, the play last night against the Rays.
Yeah.
So you have to factor that in.
Absolutely. Replacement day on WIP. Not on WIP. Just on, yeah. Not hosts, though I'm just waiting for that.
It's on Twitter.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. On the day afternoon show today, we are giving you the opportunity to replace one 2024 Philly with an 08 Philly and one. Is that me? Oh.
Ooh, boy.
Accidentally turned on a timer. This is my show.
That's on me.
That's on me. Do not disturb doesn't work for the timer. You can replace one 2024 Philly with an 08 Philly, one 2024 Eagle with a 2017 Eagle with the hopes of winning a championship. However, and coaches and managers are valid. However, know that whoever you replace disappears. They cannot move position. Has to be position for position. If you pick a pitcher, has to be their you know, place in the rotation or their place in the bullpen. So you can't replace, I don't know, Matt Strom with Brad Lidge.
Right.
You can't replace Ranger Suarez with Cole Hamels. That's not how it works. All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, where is my thing? There it is. Tom in Vancouver. You're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Tom.
What up, Tom?
You know, I'm listening to this. I'm thinking that probably a little take off the board rule might be helpful with this, because I'm totally on board with both of Jack's points. His
Mom, no, you can do that.
No,
you're fine
that.
With that. Yeah.
So Jack was replacing Bryson Stott with Utley, and then the more controversial one is Carson Wentz replacing Jalen Hurts.
Mm. I actually don't see how that could be controversial. Not if we're taking 2017 Wentz. If we're taking any other Wentz, I can see it being controversial.
Totally agree.
In 2017, he still had the locker room. He was dynamic. His arm was pretty good. And he only made a few bonehead plays. Like, there was that one play in Seattle where he dove into the end zone and, you know, got his head clipped and the ball fumbled out the back of the end zone. But for the most part, he was really good that year. So I don't see how that could be even an argument.
2017, Wentz was special.
He was, and they won a Super Bowl with a whole other guy.
Yeah, they totally did. But that other guy had games that were totally up and down, and Wentz was much more consistent. And that would be my argument. Plus, overall, you know, until that injury, that he was more durable. Like, if we look at the arm of Foles, it was constantly he was having issues with it, which I think is a big part of the reason why he was relegated to a backup role.
Well, so that's the tough part of it. So the tough part of it is taking things from other seasons and sort of wedging them in there, because I could say same thing. I could say, well, later on we learned that Carson wasn't particularly coachable, you know, didn't adjust, tried to make hero plays. So it's just year for year. I understand your point, but I don't, from the durability standpoint, it is a little funny to pick a guy who was injured for the rest of the year because he was more durable.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
At the same time, let's look at Nick Foles in the games leading up to the playoffs. He was pretty questionable in some of those games. Wasn't Oakland that low-scoring game?
Oh, that was Christmas. Yeah, that was a terrible game. Yeah,
that was a bad one. That was a bad one.
Yeah, so and that's typical of what Foles would do. He'd have great games and he'd have terrible games. And by the way, my spouse loves Foles, so this is not
I wonder why.
Yeah, come on, man. This is Nick Foles' week now. Yeah. You know he's retiring Monday.
He's a wonderful guy, and his book was actually a lot better than Peterson's book. I read them both.
Not a shocker there. You know, I love Doug.
I didn't hear anybody who read Doug's book. What was it, Fearless?
Yeah.
It was Fearless, and he coached, like a very fearful coach the season after. It was sort of ridiculous.
Yeah. The Doug story is an interesting one. He will always have a place in our hearts. I do think he's a good coach. I do think players like playing for him. I do think he has a good mind for offense. And I do think he just has he's got this wonderful doofus quality to him. That
I will have something on my face for sure.
Oh, man.
I'll never forget.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Well, Tom, give us your favorite video game for next question. All time.
So it sounds like we're going a little bit old school on a lot of these. So if we continue along that theme, then I'm going to take the original Castle Wolfenstein, the one that was like, it was on like Apple IIe's.
Yes.
And you had these like two dimensional things. And then when the SS soldier would come up, he'd go, Achtung, Schweinhund.
Yes.
And it would put terror throughout my heart.
Yeah. So Castle Wolfenstein, thank you for the call. And you just reminded me that the other computer that people would have to play video games on was Commodore 64. So now that I'm remembering it. So thank you, Tom. There are these, because that was the original Doom. Was on, I think, Commodore 64. Oh, okay. You don't remember Castle Wolfenstein. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I think you went and hunted down Nazis. I think that's what Castle Wolfenstein was.
Can I name the gold one that you were talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Because nobody's going to name it.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
You think somebody's going to name it?
Well, I don't know. You can name it. I don't know. You take stuff off the board.
I may be wrong.
How many letters are in it?
Oh,
Five. Correct.
Okay.
We're probably on the same page. We're probably on the same page. The Twitter question.
I had to spell it like.
Yeah, yeah. Dyke was using his fingers. Just so
there's nothing wrong with that. Some of us still do that.
If it had 12 letters, would Ike have to take one of his shoes off? That's the question. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. Which would you rather listen to at 5 o'clock, the top five at 5, or Jalen Hurts speaking at 5? 57% say top five at 5.
It's growing?
It's growing. Well, that is
we got a grower.
That's a double pause. By the way, the it's growing is a soundboard all-timer. Right there.
Nice and clean.
Yep. No one said anything around it. I actually held in the laughter just because of that. So Nick Sirianni spoke earlier today, had a bunch of interesting things to say, aside from the fact that he stops in the meetings all the time, which he does do. First, he spoke on the defense. Here's what he had to say.
Again, we are not in the business of blaming anything, or we are accountability, right? That's the only way you get better. So, you know, let's talk about missed tackles. You know, did some of the missed tackles happen? Did some of them happen because a guy slipped? Yeah, the result of the guy slipping, that happened, but there's also a way that you approach the running back. That's what needs to be fixed, you can't do anything about the field. And it's the same thing like as a wide receiver. When a wide receiver slips in a break, well, you know that the field is a little bit sloppy, so you have to play with better fundamentals to go through that way. So, but we have to evaluate the approach to it, like, you know, the approach to the ball carrier. That's why we might have missed it. So missed the tackle or slipped in a route or whatever it might be.
Yeah, so what's interesting about this, it is so, knowing the situation that he is in, talking about, he has to answer these questions.
Right.
The dynamic to me is just weird. If you're Vic Fangio sitting somewhere and you're hearing the head coach who's not in charge of the defense, who's not even a defense guy, talk about why you misplaced. He has to do it.
Yeah.
What did you think? Because he's mentioned this a couple of times now, the tackling.
Yeah, and I think he has a great point. And just to try to explain what he is saying, he's basically saying you have to be able to break down. So when he's saying approaching the ball carrier, he's saying coming up under control as opposed to just flying up out of control and missing the tackle. Come up under control and just make the tackle. We don't always have to deliver the big hit. Sometimes you got to get the ball carrier down. The fact of him re-emphasizing it, because I think he said it a couple of times since the end of the game, I think it's his way of showing that he is involved in other aspects of the team and not just offense. We know everybody wants to ask him questions about offense and focus on offense. So part of it is him saying, I'm also aware of what's happening on the defensive side of the ball, and these are areas that we need to improve upon as well. And as far as Coach Fangio being in that position and having to hear that, here's what I would say. I'm okay with it, and I think Coach Fangio should be okay with it because Coach Fangio has been in this position to where he was a head coach and he had to speak about the offense. Right, he was a head coach in Denver.
Right.
And when they couldn't score points or the quarterback wasn't playing well, or if he was deciding who was going to be his quarterback versus who wasn't, would he bench Teddy Bridgewater, like all this different stuff, he had to answer those questions.
I think it's just...
Wasn't that Bridgewater that was his quarterback?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird because we're in this situation now where we've talked about Nick.
We know the behind the scenes thing from the far as, or we feel like we do from the, he doesn't have a specific role.
Right. With the defense or even with the offense. So where if somebody from another city heard the head coach say that, it would sound completely normal.
They wouldn't think anything about it.
For me, I'm like, why is he talking about that? You know? So he did speak about the offense, specifically the turnovers. Here's what he had to say.
The thing that, you know, where, you know, we can't be in the negative of the turnover. We're the only team in the NFL this week that lost the turnover battle and won the game. 10-1. We're 1-10, however you want to look at it. Like, we're the only team that won. That's not sustainable, right? That's not sustainable. So protecting the football, taking the football away, the details, right? The details. We missed too many tackles. You guys heard me say that. We talked about it with the team. We reinforced it today. We'll be doing drills out there when you guys are out there to get ready to tackle better. And so really the biggest emphasis is the details. Like you want to be the best in the world at something. It's about doing the basics better.
Do you think somewhere Jalen Hurts is gritting his teeth here?
Well, I'll say this.
If he can't talk directly to Jalen, he's going to say it to somebody.
Yes. And I give him credit. He didn't go into detail on it.
Right.
Right. I think he refrained and stayed away from getting into why the interceptions happened. I think Kellen Moore had already addressed this. So I felt like Nick was just basically stating sort of the obvious there. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I think he's stating that you can't turn the ball over. You can't be in the minus side of turnovers and expect to win in the NFL. But here's the thing I will give him credit for. He could have very easily said, on some of those turnovers, I understand what Jalen was thinking and what he was doing.
And he didn't say
that.
And
he didn't.
Right.
So, to me, that says they understand that this isn't something you want to necessarily make excuses for.
Sure.
You're not going to sit here and throw the guy under the bus. You don't expect him to do that. But also, you're not coming out making a bunch of excuses for why it happened.
Do we think... Now, Angelo Cataldi famously had a clause in his contract that the program director, Tom Bigby, was not allowed to tell him what to do or advise him.
How about that?
Do we think Angelo advised Jalen Hurts and there's something that Jalen has that says Nick Sirianni's not allowed to address?
Not allowed to speak about him? I don't think so. At least I hope not.
You got to win a Super Bowl first.
Yeah. I don't think so.
A couple of Super Bowls, maybe. 215-592-9494. Paul... Oh, no. Hold on. I screwed that up. Jake, sorry. You're going on hold. Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. There we go. Sorry. I'm an idiot. Don't clip it, Jack. Paul in Woodland. You're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Paul?
What up, Paul?
All right. Man, come on, man. Not really. Nick Foles had one season good in his career. In the
not true.
And then this guy talked about
it's not true.
Turnover went. Can't be, and he had one good season, the 27-2. That's it. And yeah, the Super Bowl run. If Nick would have been our quarterback, we probably finished 7-10 or something this year. He ain't doing nothing the whole season. Let me not get on my Jalen rant.
How many good years did Jalen have?
Well, he has a lot less years he played, so he got a lot more to play.
Yeah,
he had one good year and one average year. But hey, what is what it is.
Okay. So what? So who are you replacing?
I'm replacing you with Marks and Fritz with Ben Livingston.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh,
Mike,
boy.
What do you think of that?
No, that's a no.
No. I'm definitely joking. Jack's my favorite guy on the radio nowadays.
Yeah.
Jack is definitely my favorite guy on the radio. But really, I would trade for the Phillies. I'm getting Lidge back in. Matter of fact, no. I'm going to go with Pat Burrow for whoever else is out there. We don't even have a, a left fielder, right fielder right now. So Pat Burrell.
Yeah, Pat Burrell in left field would replace the combo of Austin Hayes and whoever the hell else we have. Yeah. Weston Wilson. Who would we replace? Marsh and Hayes? Yeah.
It's Marsh and Hayes.
It has to be Marsh and Hayes.
The
right.
Center field is Rojas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I partially Marsh, but more Rojas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I don't think it's the best one. I think it makes you better.
Right.
But
the one I said first was the best one, right?
What was your first one? Oh, the Marsh Lidge. Ben Livingston? Oh, Lidge. Lidge for Estevez?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
Lidge was perfect.
Lidge is sort of like the Nick Foles of relievers.
You're right.
You know, he had
1 year.
Yeah, so?
Well, that's the year to have it, though.
Yeah, that's the year.
With the Eagles, man, this one kind of, because everybody took all of mine. So I'm going to just go with. I like the way the big guy played, but I'm going to take Brandon Brooks. Is that the same side? I don't know.
That's the same spot. You're talking about from Mekhi Becton, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Brandon Brooks is a good player.
This was a beast.
Yes.
That's guarding football at that time, man.
Yep.
This would have made this line even that much better, so that's who I'm going to go with.
Hey, Paul.
And my video.
Yeah, video game for next question?
I'm going to go with NBA Jams, man. I used to love that, John, man.
Yes, sir.
NBA Jams, yes.
Get on fire and dunking from half court and all that.
Yes.
Oh, I used to love that game, man.
Yeah.
All right, so who was your squad? Who was your squad?
Man, I would always go dang, I can't even remember.
Okay. It's all good.
It's all right. It's all right.
I would use either the Charlotte Hornets.
Well, so when
LJ and
I play
Alonzo.
People now, yeah. Charlotte Hornets are off. They're too good. Like the board, no one's allowed to use the horn.
NBA 2 Jam?
Yeah, NBA Jam. That was the same game. That was out at the same time as Mortal Kombat.
Right.
So when I would go to that arcade at Grand Run Mall and get my little pouch of tokens, it was all Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Hornets were great in that game.
Yeah, that's a squad. The Hornets, man.
Who else did you use?
I used the Hornets and... Oh, you had... Did you have... Was Shaq and Penny on that one?
Yes.
That was Shaq and Penny, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Shaq and Penny.
So I was Starks and Ewing.
I remember Starks and Ewing in that one.
Here we go again. Stop. And Oakley, now remember, there were three.
It was three.
So Charlotte Hornets also had Kendall Gill.
Yep, Kendall Gill.
And the Knicks had Charles Oakley was their third. Did you ever play NBA Jam or that before you two?
Yeah. I only know the shirts people wear. Like
yes.
I never played NBA Jam.
Yeah, there's a lot of times they'll do the NBA Jam style shirts.
Wish I did.
Oh,
seems
man.
Like a great game.
Yeah, NBA Jam. He's on fire.
Yeah. Not just great. I mean, that is an all-time game.
Yeah.
It's an all-time game.
That was a classic game. Yeah.
Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
What's going on? Spike, you like Army of Darkness, right?
I did. I loved Army of Darkness, yes.
The new Pitfall has Bruce Campbell as the narrator, and it's not a great game, but it's worth it just for his sarcasm.
What is the platform it's on?
I think, by new, I mean it's been like 15 years.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It was PlayStation.
All right. Oh, I will check it out. I didn't know that. So Bruce Campbell.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Bruce Campbell is the star of Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, and then Army of Darkness, which is Evil Dead 3. One of the best horror franchises of all time.
Nah,
so, yeah.
I remember Evil Dead. I was never into Evil Dead.
Oh, really? The remake is good, but it doesn't have the sort of comedy that the original Evil Dead had. I thought Evil Dead 2 was the best one, but that's just me. So who are you replacing, Gary?
I got. I think he would be great for the clubhouse. I think because the rest of the team is pretty set. I'm going to bring in Sugar Shane, man, flying Hawaiian.
Another vote for Shane.
That's
a good move. Yeah,
I would say Shane's probably gotten the most votes for
Shane and Chase, right?
Yeah, Shane and Chase, I think, are the ones that have gotten the most votes.
He's not going to shake things up. He's not going to. He's just going to fit right in and.
Yeah, I think in this clubhouse, Shane would be
Shane Victorino.
And from I've never spoken to somebody who has a shorter attention span in my entire life than Shane Victorino. It's like if they had Guinness Book of World Records for short attention span, Shane. I'm amazed that on a high fly ball, he would remember where he was going to catch the fly ball. That's what it is.
Well, defensively, he didn't have the problem. It was when he was on base.
Yes.
Sometimes you forget he was on base.
Yes. Gary,
when he got thrown out from center field, that was classic.
Which 2017 Eagle are you replacing a 2024 Eagle with?
I want 2017 Brandon Graham.
Replacing
another BG.
Replacing Sweat.
Replacing Sweat. Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right.
And once again, just like Shiel, we now have two Brandon Grahams on the team. And I think the Brandon Graham show has both Brandon Grahams.
That's the key one.
Right,
so there's
there.
Two Eskins and two Grahams.
Just like everyone always wanted.
Yes. Yeah. Well, at least part of it. Yeah. And did you have, what was your video game?
Yeah, I think this game got banned on some platforms because of the fights. Blades of Steel. Shing.
Yeah, now Blades of Steel. Yeah, was a, thank you for the call, Gary.
I
Blades
remember
of
game.
Hockey game.
Yep.
I think Blades of Steel was original Nintendo. I think it was 16-bit Nintendo, and it did have the fighting. Of course, just like NHL 93, 94 mm-hmm. had the fighting too, that famous scene from Swingers where he's like, I want to make Gretzky's head bleed. Which you could do by knocking somebody out. You ever see Swingers?
Back when men were men.
I have seen Swingers. Yeah. John Favreau.
It's like when they put the hit stick in Madden.
Put the what stick in Madden?
The hit stick in Madden.
See, that might have been...
It was 04.
Okay, so that might have been after I stopped playing Madden.
The hit stick was a game changer.
Yeah.
So what was the hit stick?
Oh, just like instead of tackling the guy, you'd destroy
him. It's a way to make him fumble.
Oh.
Yeah, like you try to, you know, light him up.
So what is, would you have to push?
You just pet the right stick up. Like you just...
Right, and you had to...
Like I think X was the tackle. And
then, you had to push the stick up to do it. I knew it was something you had to do. See, I can't remember all those little... The little things you have to do with the joystick or the, what do they call
controller.
It? The controller, yeah.
Which, by the way.
Well, hey, hold on, Jack. I grew up, it was a joystick.
Yeah, I know. Very old. Well, yes, controller is what we called it.
Atari was joystick. But then when we went to Nintendo and Sega, it was
I think
controller.
I'm still calling it a joystick probably. That's why I still used it, like joystick.
I wonder what your Madden 04 hit stick, like they used to have like
my rating was.
Like obviously, Dawkins is super high.
That's got to be on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, my best Madden game was probably Madden 06, as far as my highest ratings.
As a football
individual
player.
Yes. That's probably I got my highest ratings.
Coming up next, a guy who has always had high ratings with everyone in Philadelphia, Mike Lombardi. There was certainly never a time when anyone was negative about Mike Lombardi. Mike joins us next to, I'm sure, start off and talk about Joel Embiid. But right afterwards, I want to talk to Mike about Bryce Huff because he was very high on Bryce Huff, thought that Bryce Huff was an upgrade over Hassan Reddick. So we'll talk about that. Also talk to Mike about the report that the Jets will, quote, have to trade Hassan Reddick, that Jeremy Fowler reported that other teams think that the Jets will have to trade Hassan Reddick, and if he thinks the Eagles would do it. Mike Lombardi is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.